This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my goodness, bad week for the left. It's bad week for the FBI. The formerly venerable organization got body slammed by Horowitz, and there's bad news to follow. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Good news for you, Americanskis. Well, you're slowly becoming Americans again. You're no longer Americanskis, Americanski, you're no longer Americanos, you're just Americans. You got somebody fighting for you, fighting against the social justice nonsense that's happening in this country and around the world. All kinds of good news. Wow. Coming from Britain, Boris Johnson, the Donald Trump of Britain, winning in a landslide. Take that, all the anti-Brexit people. Britain wants its sovereignty back. For the record, so does every other country. Because it only makes sense. You know what kind of sense it makes? Let's all say it together. Common sense. I have no problem visiting Ireland and then having them go, "We love Ireland. Ireland is amazing. Ireland, Ireland, Ireland." You go there to get a piece of the culture of the Irish. I happen to be 11% Irish, for those of you who don't know. You go there for that. You don't go there so it can be one global nation. You go there because you want to experience the luck of the leprechaun. You want to see if these Irish really are the stereotypical drinkers, they say, and the fighters and whatever else. You go there for that culture. And you want them to be proud. The Irish, well, we've got McGregan. McGregan, McGregan, and McCracken. And McGregan and Brother, and he will beat you up, and he'll do this. And he's the first Irish to do such and such. Great. I want to hear about it. I want to hear somebody tout their thing from their perspective, whatever their thing is. That's why you travel. You don't travel so you can go, "Hey, America, man, hey, listen, we used to be Irish, but now we're all Americans, and we're all this or that." I travel to China just to talk to Chinese. "Oh, Kevin, you do not know what happened here." Okay, tell me. You know, you go to immerse yourself in what? What? Somebody help me here. The culture, yes, thank you very much. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to get in on the action. FBI body slam, Democrats getting body slammed. I wonder, Ray eventually is going to get fired for cause. That decision will be long overdue. Another deep state Democrat leftist swamp rat. Head of the FBI. "Oh, well, he replaced so-and-so. He replaced Comey. And he's a straight-laced guy." That's what they always say when somebody, he's the straightest guy in Washington. He's the best. He's amazing. That's what they said of Mueller. That's what they said of all of these clowns. Ray is a piker. He, like the guy before him, John Huber. John Huber was a Hillary Clinton sycophant who was ready to exonerate her. So was Rosenstein, all of them. I wonder what Rosenstein's thinking and doing right now. Wasn't he was the one who felt that a coup of the president was warranted. He wanted to invoke the 25th Amendment on the president of the United States. But why? "Oh, I don't like his ideology. I don't like his policies." Barack Obama was the most incompetent a person who ever sat his butt in the Oval Office. I didn't like his policies, but I would never condone a coup of him. Never. Now, I'll tell you this. If we knew all the scandals that this guy was involved in, if we held him to the same standard of Donald Trump, he would have been run out on a rail. How many presidents, you know, can say to the Russian president, "Listen, after I get elected again, when I cheat, we can talk about this other stuff that you were talking about." Do you think if Donald Trump had said that the Democrats would have just overlooked it? The Republicans overlooked it because they were like, "Well, let's hope he doesn't get reelected." I know that's what I was thinking. And I didn't know what he was talking about, but it didn't rise to the level of impeachment. But that's what these clowns want to do. I'm going to tell you something. I would hate to be Comey and team in 2020. Talk about a year that's going to give America 2020 vision. Maybe that's why Trump saved it. Saved all of this stuff because he says, I'm about to give you some clarity, America. I'm about to give you 2020 vision of what the Democrats did to try to subvert a duly elected president. And they went after him before he ever even won. They were going to make sure he never won. That is why Hillary Clinton didn't campaign. That's why she didn't go to all those other states. That's why they told us Texas is in play. That's why they told us he can't win Wisconsin. He won't win Wisconsin. That's why Hillary Clinton was a piker. It was cooked already. It was dyed in the wool. Donald Trump would never be president. And it blew their ever-loving little feeble pea-brain minds when he got elected. So now, we got impeached from day one. We impeach, 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 impeach. And what have they done? They've taken it to the nth degree. Gone as far as they can go. And from what I hear, I'm going to be wrong in my prediction of a House vote on impeachment. They want to do the House vote. I said on this radio program, only a first-class moron, I'm talking about a clown of the highest order, would take this thing to that level of conclusion. And what did the Democrats do? They proved to be first-class morons and clowns of the highest order. Which, I have to tell you, that I did leave 1% in there that they would invoke the clown initiative. And they did it. But I'm not mad. Not mad at all. A House vote on impeachment, you want to know what it is? It's really bad news for the Democrats. But it's worse than that. It is a sign of desperation. I asked myself, is desperation a new perfume that I'm not aware of? Because I smell it in the air every time I hear a Democrat, every time I see them on TV. What's that smell? It's the smell of desperation. You didn't really realize that there is a smell to desperation, did you? See, I've been in sales a long time. And my boss would say, I want you to go out and buy cars, buy houses, shoot your money, because I want you working hard. I want you always having to get out there and hustle for that sale. But see, what I would say to her is, there's another side to that story. You better remember, you get a salesman too poor, and he has the stench of desperation. He becomes a dude who goes, I gotta get this sale. I gotta win it. Oh my gosh. And guess what? Your clients can smell it. They know when to bargain with you when you have the smell of desperation. We got a lot to talk about today on the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123. 800-800-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'll be honest with you, I don't even know what order to go to discuss all of the happenings of the past week or so, and what I predict is going to be happening in the weeks leading into Christmas and New Year. Here's what I can tell you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And I'm not talking about Happy New Year for 2020. Happy New Year for 2019. Thank God for this year. Now, I know, taking a long time, right, Carl? Taking a long time. Who's the other guy that contacts the show a lot? Anyway, it's taking a while, right? It's taking a while to get all this stuff done. That's okay. It's like a good slow cooker. You ever cook something in a slow cooker? Makes that meat really good and tasty. Democrats, I hope you get slow cookers, crock pots for Christmas. Because you, when you eat crow, you need to cook it slow. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. Look, there are so many great signs for conservatives. You want to know some of the great signs? Should we do a year in review and tell you Mueller was going to shut down Donald Trump? Donald Trump was going to be in prison, right? What happened to old crazy Bob Mueller? Nothing. Mr. Straight Lace, he was a great representative there on both sides of the aisle, whatever. He torpedoed the Democrats. Democrats decided, hey, we're going to do some impeachment. Well, we got all these different things happening. It is an albatross around their necks. Donald Trump is getting better and better poll numbers every time they say the word. Good news across the board for you people. To give me a Democrat that can beat Trump. In September, they claimed every one of them head-to-head can beat Trump. Put a gun to a Democrat's head, metaphorically, okay, and ask them, who do you pick? Who do you think can beat Donald Trump? They know nobody can. Tell me who can beat Donald Trump. Then go show them the latest poll. You got good news coming for you. You want to know what some of the best news? I normally don't talk about stuff across the pond. I normally don't. I don't care what's going on in Britain. Care what's going on in France. They care about our politics. You want to know why? Because you matter. You, the American citizen, matter. These other world citizens don't really matter. And I'm not degrading them. I'm not demeaning them. They don't matter. In the scheme of things, you are productive. You set the course for everything that's going to happen in the world. And you know what you did? You elected a president who did the same. The Democrats don't know how to handle it. We have a leader. We have somebody who the world follows. And you know who followed? Britain. Britain followed. Boris Johnson. Here, I'm going to read this. Landslide victory called a preview for America's 2020 election of Donald Trump. You know who's going to get reelected. Here's what they said. There was a huge development in the world of politics this week, and it wasn't impeachment. Boris Johnson, a clone of President Donald Trump and his conservative party, the Republicans of Britain, won in a landslide of epic proportions. The writer of this at Town Hall said, this is a canary in the coal mine. Surefire preview of what's to come in America next November. I've been busy predicting a Johnson landslide in the United Kingdom on my national radio and TV show for weeks. How did I know? Because UK liberals are clones of the loony, radical, America-hating leftists dominating the Democratic Party in the United States. Britain often represents a look ahead to America's future. Back in 79, Margaret Thatcher was elected British Prime Minister. Next came Ronald Reagan in the U.S. Back in 2016, Brexit passed against all odds. Then came Trump's huge upset. Now conservatives have won a stunning landslide in the U.K. Next up, Trump's re-election. See, excellence is being exported again in the United States. Our points of view on the world. And you want to know why our points of view matter? Because we are the most civilized country in the world. We are driven by God in many of the things that we do, and we get rewarded for it. Countries pay attention. Name me a country. There's almost 200 countries. Excuse me. Getting all choked up. Name me a country who matters more than us. Name one. Russia. Whatever. China. Name one. There isn't one. Name all the superpowers. Combine a few of them. Do they matter more than us? The answer is no. All these other countries are dealing, you know, they always criticize, oh, the United States has a lack of this and lack of that and lack of this. I can name you 10 civilized countries that have far worse. Oh, United States and climate change. Come look at our air compared to China. Go to any industrialized city anywhere in the world. Compare our air. Then go to the non-industrialized. Go to Indonesia. I had a friend of mine. He was in Indonesia. Went in the ocean. Something in the ocean got on him. He had a rash that it took him a year to get rid of. A year. He said it was the net. He goes, it was full of litter. He goes, I should have known. His name is Chris, world traveler, nastiest place. Said one of the. He just came back and said, man, I would never do that again. Now this is the ocean. This isn't some lake that they've polluted or whatever. This is the ocean, full of debris. People just throw their crap in there. They don't care. These people are not stewards of the world and of the environment. We are. We are the name whatever it is that you want to you know, glorify. Oh, it's the environment. We're the best. Protect the animals. We're the best. Protecting the waterways, the air, you name it. We are the best. But the left will want to make you think we're the biggest polluters, the biggest violators of human rights, as Muslims are cutting off people's heads because they're Christians or who knows, for whatever reason. Don't even get me going on the jihad report. Anyway, they said Trump campaigned on the simple message to middle-class Americans, make America great. Johnson campaigned on a simple message to the British middle class, get Brexit done. Meaning, we're getting out of here. We're going to get our sovereignty back. There's not a country on the planet worth its weight in gold that isn't willing to say, we want our country to be the best. That's what you should strive for. Doesn't mean you're going to be. What do you want for your kids? You want your kids to be the best, right? You put your kids in competition. You want to know something? Let's just be honest with each other on the Kevin Jackson Show, okay? Most of the time, our kids are not the best. But it isn't that we don't want it for them. When my kid goes to run, play baseball, or whatever, you know what I'm cheering for? My kid. And you know what? He's rarely the best. He rarely is. I'll be blunt. I'll help you out. My kid is rarely the best. But you know what he does? He goes out there and he tries hard. And he represents. You know what you tell him in the end? I just wanted you to give 100% effort. Effort. That's all you want. That's all we want from every country in the world. Give 100% effort. So what? You're not the number one country. Give the effort. But Democrats don't want that. Leftists don't want that. Let's all be one world. One world, and we can all share in the glory of this or that. Bull. It doesn't work in real life. Hey, kids, let's not worry about running that race or playing that game or those grades or anything. And let me tell you what the left will do. Once they fool you into believing that they care about you, then they're going to run over you. That's what they're going to do. They're going to give their kids a leg up. Anyway, we're going to take a short break. We'll be back.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Snow is falling in the Washington, D.C. area as a major winter storm makes its way up the East Coast. The storm affecting 40 million Americans, and New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says his state is preparing for the worst.
If you experience a blackout, remember, folks, please immediately report it to your electric company. Do not assume that your neighbor or somebody else has called it in.
The New Jersey Democrat speaking there as that area prepares for 6 to 8 inches of snow between now and Thursday night. A Kenyan national is being indicted for helping plan a 9/11-style terror attack on the United States. The New York Attorney's Office saying the 30-year-old obtained his pilot's license in the Philippines at the direction of the terror group Al Shabaab. The FBI and other law enforcement members were able to stop the plot. USA Radio News. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar believes a coronavirus vaccine from biotech company Moderna will be available soon.
If everything stays on track, I hope within days we'll see the FDA authorization of the Moderna vaccine. And if that's the case, we have allotted 5.9 million doses of vaccine of Moderna for next week on top of the 2 million that's been allotted from Pfizer.
Azar also telling people ahead of Christmas to be careful about indoor gatherings. Some California residents are taking action against Governor Gavin Newsom.
An organizer to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom attributes the effort's momentum not to any blue or red tide, but a citizen's tide based on the governor's hypocritical actions during the pandemic. Annie Dunsmore of Rescue California 2021 said Tuesday that the recall effort is a culmination of many missteps by Newsom. At this time, organizers say they have half of the 1.5 million signatures needed to put it on the ballot. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Tough to make that out, but that was Democrat Representative Spanberger meeting with her constituents, and she was saying that the president did some really, really bad things, and her constituents are going, it's crap. And it gets to the point where she finally says, look, we just need to move on from this subject. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Democrats all over the country, folks, are catching pure H-E double crooked socks. Here's Democrat Slotkin of Michigan. She gets booed over lies.
The issue that got to me was this idea that the president, the most powerful man in the world, reached out to a foreign leader, and asked him to dig up dirt on an American.
I want you to understand, everybody, what you're witnessing here is the Tea Party movement back in 2009. When I first went to a meeting, it was Russ Carnahan was a congressman in Missouri, and they were talking about Obamacare. And I shouted out, if it's so good, why don't you want it? And it was on Hannity, and it was on Limbaugh and everywhere else, and nobody ever credited me for it. But that was the beginning of people going, uh-uh. Yeah, I'm just going to sell us on this stuff. So the Democrats all over the country are catching absolute H-E double crooked socks over impeachment because they're getting it. Their constituents are going, wait a minute. And look, I don't know the makeup. Some of these people, I guarantee you, are Republicans going to these deals. But they're still confronting these Democrats. And these legislators don't know. They're going, what? You don't like my vote? Oh my gosh. It's gonna show up a lot more than they believe. And I already talked about the signs, folks. The signs are things like Boris Johnson winning in Britain. Not just winning, winning in a landslide. Look at the polling on impeachment. Quinnipiac had the first poll that had President Trump ahead in impeachment at 52%. I promise you, the people that support the president is well into the 60%. Don't believe the 50s at all. And that was the first poll. It was reported on ABC or NBC. First poll that shows the president ahead in impeachment. Trust me, he's been polling ahead in impeachment for a long time. Saw one article that said, the bar has been set low. How can you operate as a president if you can be impeached for a phone call to the head of state where you are using your negotiation power as the person who sets our foreign policy, and in doing so, the Democrats want to impeach you? But if it goes to the Senate, right? What's going to happen there? Not much. So there's so many clips here we have of various people talking. Here's Gates, and I think it may be Gates gave one of the best speeches. You probably heard it, but it's worth hearing a thousand times. So let's play at least some of that.
Speaker Pelosi said there must be evidence that is compelling and bipartisan. Chairman Nadler said impeachment should not be partisan. And tonight, they stubbornly defy the standard that they set for themselves.
You heard a lot of very distracting facts about what Hunter Biden may or may not have done, about all kinds of things, about what our members may have said 3-4 years ago. All of that is irrelevant. All of that is irrelevant.
So at the end, that's Jerry Nadler saying, you know, when we talked about impeachment vote shouldn't be done on a partisan basis, and it should be, you know, really rise to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, etc. Yeah, we know we said that a while back, but we don't care. That doesn't matter here. See, that's the double standard that not only do you see, because you have this thing called, everybody together, common sense, but now other Democrats are beginning to see. They're seeing how their party operates. How once they set their sights on getting somebody, it's get them at all costs. And you know what it translates to? What if this were me? What if I weren't a billionaire president? Well, let me go ahead and explain it to you, you leftist morons. If you weren't a billionaire president, you'd be in prison. If a Democrat like Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer wants you in prison, get pack your bags, say your goodbyes, close out every part of your life as a free person, because they will take away your freedom. That's what we were telling you. It's unbelievable to watch these people at work. Gates went on, he had it's about a 5-minute clip, we're not going to play it, but he excoriated his guys. I think we played it the other day, but it was amazing how, you know, and look, I don't even want to give the guy that much credit, because it's, again, it's common sense. He's asking very basic questions. There's a couple of other things. Here's Cruz questioning Horowitz. Terrible week for the FBI. Here's Horowitz admitting everything that we've been talking about.
Let me read on page 256 of the OIG report, the final paragraph. Consistent with the Inspector General Act of 1978 and following OIG's discovery that the OGC attorney had altered the email that he sent to the supervising agent, who thereafter relied on it to swear out the final FISA application. So the men and women at home need to know what's happening. A lawyer at the FBI creates fraudulent evidence, alters an email, that is in turn used as the basis for a sworn statement to the court that the court relies on. Am I stating that accurately?
That's correct. That is what occurred.
Now, you have worked in law enforcement a long time. Is the pattern of a Department of Justice employee altering evidence and submitting fraudulent evidence that ultimately gets submitted to a court, is that commonplace? Is that typical?
I have not seen an alteration of an email end up impacting a court document like this.
In any ordinary circumstance, if a private citizen did this, fabricated evidence, and by the way, what he inserted was not just slightly wrong, it was 180 degrees opposite what the evidence said. So the intelligence agency said this guy is a source, and he inserted this guy is not a source. If a private citizen did that in any law enforcement investigation, if they fabricated evidence and reversed what it said, in your experience, would that private citizen be prosecuted for fabricating evidence, be prosecuted for obstruction of justice, be prosecuted for perjury?
They certainly would be considered for that if there was an intentional effort to deceive the court. On this one, I'm going to defer, because as we noted here in the sentence you indicated, we referred that over to the Attorney General and the FBI Director for handling.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. For ye of little faith, that last comment that Horowitz made is the most critical piece of the puzzle. See, what he said is, We I'm not going to answer that because all I'm supposed to do is gather evidence. But we have made our referrals, and we've turned that over to the Department of Justice and the AG. A very different Department of Justice than there was before, right? A very different AG than there was before. See, now we're going to get to what, well, in the country, we will take the testicles off of animals. Well, we're getting to that point right now with Congress, with some of these people involved in this. Yeah, we're definitely removing all doubt. I'll put it that way. Referrals are coming. This is the biggest political crime in American history. And here's what's most interesting to me about it. We all know it, and the Democrats want you to ignore it. If this were flipped, and we were talking about Republicans, if you think the Democrats would ignore this, you'd be crazy, number one. And number two, if you think the Republicans would be trying to cover this up to this degree, you'd be crazy. It wouldn't happen. Democrats will be all over President Bush, President Trump, whomever that was trying to do this against President Clinton, President Obama. They'd be all over it, and so would we. But they're doing this right in your face. I want you to understand the level of hubris it takes for somebody to say, I don't even care what you think. I don't care what your common sense tells you. I don't care what you know. Based on connecting the dots with your ability to discern, your logical ability to figure things out, I don't care what you say. I'm still going to sell you a lie. I'm going to take this lie to the nth degree. The only people I know who do this are children and Democrats. If you're a Democrat listening to this program and you can stomach what's happening to your party, I don't even know what to say about you. There is no word for you. Maybe lying skank would be the word I would apply, but there is no real words that I would apply to you because I would never do this. I don't even know people who would do this. I'm talking about the people that are my friends, the people that I associate with. We wouldn't do it. Anyway, we got some connective tissue on this Steele dossier when we get back. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats better lie on this fake dossier. They all know that the jig is up. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. They knew this Christopher Steele dossier was junk, yet they went ahead with it. Here's a, in 2017, this is CNN. We got a mashup, but here's the CNN in 2017 talking about the Steele dossier.
We have some breaking news now. CNN has learned new information about that ongoing investigation into those allegations raised in a collection of memos created by a former British intelligence agent at the time he made the memos for political opponents of then-candidate Donald Trump. Jim Sciutto and Evan Perez have been working this story. And, Jim, let's start with you. What precisely have investigators learned?
Well, Jake, for the first time, U.S. investigators say that they have corroborated some of the communications detailed in a 35-page dossier compiled by a former British intelligence agent. CNN was first to report last month that then-President-elect Donald Trump and President Barack Obama were briefed on the existence of the memos prior to the inauguration. Until now, U.S. officials have said that none of the content or allegations have been verified. But now, multiple current and former U.S. law enforcement and intelligence officials tell CNN that intelligence intercepts of foreign nationals confirmed that some of the conversations described in the dossier took place between the same individuals on the same days and from the same locations as detailed in the dossier. We should be clear that CNN has not confirmed the content of the calls or whether any of the content relates to then-candidate Trump. And none of the newly learned information relates, I should say, to the salacious allegations in the dossier. The corroboration, based on intercepted communications, has given U.S. intelligence and law enforcement, quote, greater confidence in the credibility of some aspects of the dossier as they continue to actively investigate its contents, these sources say. Reached for comment this afternoon, White House spokesman Sean Spicer said, quote, we continue to be disgusted by CNN's fake news reporting. Spokesman for the FBI, the Department of Justice, the CIA, and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence had no comment.
And unfortunately, we clipped it off, but Jake Tapper comes back on and says something like, well, sure, yeah, they only call it fake news when they don't like what we report. Yeah. So here's a mashup of all of the things that these people were saying about the Steele dossier. Now, that's bad enough, but before I get to that, let me say this. First of all, they said, we have corroborated this. Remember, CNN was first to report. Then they said, both presidents were briefed on this nonsense, okay? Then they said, now, multiple former and current intelligence officials confirmed. Here's what I'd like to know. Who are these people that confirmed this bogus BS dossier? I would really like to know. And then here's what I love the best. They got corroboration, they say, based on intercepted communications, their sources say. Yeah. All this is corroborated. This was December of 2017. 2 years ago, they are telling us this thing is golden. This Steele dossier is absolutely golden. Now, here's the mashup of all these different media outlets talking about the Steele dossier.
Parts of the now infamous dossier on Trump have proven to be true.
I know the history of the dossier, but it hasn't been discredited. In fact, it's been the opposite. It's been corroborated. Much of the dossier has been corroborated.
This discredited dossier, which was paid for.
Your intel community has corroborated all of the details in there.
Some of the substantive content of the dossier we were able to corroborate in our intelligence community assessment, which from other sources, in which we had very high confidence.
We know that with the FISA application, the relevant parts of Christopher Steele's dossier were corroborated.
Say that if the application included information from the dossier, it would only be after the FBI had, in fact, corroborated information through its own investigation.
We also know that as time goes on, more and more parts of the Steele dossier get corroborated.
So when the president just refers to it as fake dossier, that is false.
I don't think that's the accurate characterization for the entirety of the dossier.
Clear, investigators have corroborated part of the dossier.
The FBI has been corroborated by the intelligence community.
U.S. investigators have corroborated some of the allegations in that dossier, although
we do know that parts of it have been corroborated.
It's not been corroborated, but it hasn't been disproven either.
Is there anything in the dossier that has been disproven?
No.
But not one thing has been disproven. No major thing from the dossier has been conclusively disproven.
To date, none of it has been disproven. And whole big parts of it are holding up.
The dossier holds up well. None of it has been disproven.
All of the allegations in it, I don't know that anything has been disproven. It's a fact that none of it, not one word has been disproven. In fact, a lot of it turned out to be right on the money.
Former high-ranking intelligence officials have told us on the record that there is nothing in the Steele dossier dossier that they know to have been disproven.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Do you not accept that?
I don't agree with that, Alice.
This is our reporting, and this is what crime-fighting agencies have said, that the FBI would not have just taken a dossier to the FISA court and used that as their predicate for the surveillance. They had to corroborate it themselves. That's how they operate.
How much more of that do you need to hear? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Holy cow. How much more of that do you need to hear? When you're considering everything that you get as news, I want you to remember this moment. We have a fake, phony dossier, and the media sold it. You know what they did? They were parrots. There was no investigative reporting. They were told what to say, and they said it. And it was, the folks, if you see the video, it's multiple anchors, multiple hosts, multiple people saying the same crap. And you know what it all turned out to be? Exactly the four-letter word I just mentioned, crap. Here's Inspector General Horowitz himself talking about this dossier.
For example, the Crossfire Hurricane team obtained information from Steele's primary subsource in January 2017 that raised significant questions about the reliability of the Steele reporting. This was particularly noteworthy because the FISA applications relied entirely on information from the primary subsources reporting to support the allegation that Page was coordinating with the Russian government on 2016 U.S. presidential election activities. However, the FBI did not share this information with department lawyers, and it was therefore omitted from the last two renewal applications.
The whole thing, folks, is a pack of lies. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to? I want to play this clip of Graham asking Horowitz about vindication of Comey, because he's been running around pounding his chest saying he's been vindicated, and it's far from it. It's a big fat lie, and it's typical of the Democrats, who are caught in the largest, the most egregious political scandal in the history of this country. In the history of this country. The number of people who are part of this cover-up, including this fourth estate, the media, who is supposed to be the watchdog of the American people, and you just heard how they are part of the cabal. Here's Lindsey Graham asking Horowitz about this.
Former FBI Director James Comey said this week that your report vindicates him. Is that a fair assessment of your report?
I think the activities we found here don't vindicate anybody who touched this.
Okay. Runner.
That can be good news for Comey. As I said, bad week for the FBI, bad week for the Democrats, bad week for James Clapper, bad week for John Brennan, bad week for Hillary Clinton. Bad week for McCabe, Strzok, Lisa Page, etc. Bad week for them all. Lisa Page wants to sue the FBI, right, and the DOJ. How dare you guys release my records? How dare you? How dare you release my records? Well, hey, Lisa, if you're going to sue the FBI, you might want to start by suing Strzok's wife. She's the one who released your records. We'll get to that in a bit. Anyway, bad news across the board for the FBI, the entirety of Obama's Department of so-called Justice. That was not a Department of Justice. It was a well-orchestrated coup that depended upon Hillary Clinton winning, and they were so cocky, they thought it would happen no matter what. And you're listening to Horowitz, who, by the way, if he'd done his job, which technically he can't make this criminal. But whatever referrals that he's inferred that he's made to the DOJ, you better know this government has to take this seriously. This is the time that the Fed has to say nobody is above the law. Because while the Democrats claim this, they've been above the law. No more.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.